Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we would delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
My soul longs,
yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God.
Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise.
Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy
strength and honor and blessing and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation, blessing and honor and glory and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. For the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray.
Keep, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy church with thy perpetual mercy. And because the frailty of man without you cannot but fall, keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Holy prophet Isaiah, in that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you, though you were angry with me. Your anger is turned away and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. This is the word of the Lord.
Lord of God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed.
Holy Apostle St. Paul, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
This is the word of the Lord. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us to the kingdom of your dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, we earnestly beseech you, enable us by your grace so to walk in the Spirit that we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, but bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, considering ourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Chapter. Now it happened as Jesus went through Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." So it was that as they went, they were cleansed. But one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Jesus said to him, "Arise and go your way. Your faith has saved you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, who by your Son Jesus has delivered us through the word and holy baptism from the leprosy of sin, awaken our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we would never be unmindful of your benefits, but ever live in your fear and perfect trust in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I had the great honor and privilege to bury a saint in the Lord, Mr. Herbert Rabine. But don't let people fool you that the Arizona heat is the dry heat. It still is hot. On our return flight from Phoenix to Atlanta, of course, I had to go through security. And I had a special security status. I still forget the term of it now. It doesn't matter. Put my stuff on the belt. And I asked the officer, the TSA officer, I don't have to take my shoes or belt off. No, no, Father, go right ahead. Well, you know what happened. DEFCON 12. Lights, cameras, flashing, bells, whistles, and a pack of rabid Doberman pinchers. Wait here. Go stand over there. So I'm feeling like a first grader. You know, I was naughty. Go stand in the corner. The woman said, put your hands out, palms up. She swabs my palms for explosive residue. I said, are you kidding me? Do you see who I am? Nothing, just stoicism. Puts whatever that thing was in the machine, and it clinks and it clonks and it carries on. Ding, okay, you're good. I know that! I haven't handled, an explosive device. We had one in 1970. Before our ship went to dry dock, we had to unload all the 5-inch shells. That's the last time I held anything that resembled explosive material. And yes, I've washed since then. Really? I felt like an outcast. I'll stand over there and wait. Samaritans are social outcasts. Anybody traveling, if you can picture here, Judea, Samaria, Galilee. Anybody traveling from Jerusalem to Galilee would do this, go around. It's very difficult to explain in our time and station, except that it might be likened to wearing a Chicago Bears sweatshirt at Lambeau Field. But these people are social outcasts. Strike two, if you're leprous, you're finished. The cry for mercy comes out. Do you know what that means? Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. Did you ever wonder why we confess, sing the Kyrie after having sins been absolved? It's not further absolving. It's not as if between the absolution and the Kyrie that God maybe have forgotten if he forgave you or not. And it's not, though it probably does happen, that between the absolution and the Kyrie, your thought and mind wandered and you sinned again, and so you have to ask God for more. No. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, is a cry out for salvation. It's a cry that confesses the atonement, salvation. It comes from a saving heart. This is what the lepers want. Mercy. And it bespeaks, remember, a salvific heart. Only one comes back and to give glory to God. He falls down at Jesus' feet in a great and powerful voice, giving glory to God. The Greek word is doxos, where we get doxology, giving doxology to God. And what Jesus wonders, he's not chiding, by the way, the Samaritan, where are the other nine, as if his is the responsibility. It's almost as if Jesus is thinking out loud, what happened here? The inference is that the other nine are Jews, God's chosen people. There's only this outcast to come back? He obviously is the only one who has grasped that salvation, that redemption, that atonement in the blood of Jesus. And so the Samaritan, now an outcast, becomes a son of the living God and royalty awaiting his heavenly mansion. All of you are outcasts from society. Every year there is more and more chipping away of Christianity. More and more you are ridiculed for that which you believe. And the temptation becomes more heated to turn away from this atonement, to join the outcasts, which are really, from their perspective, where it's at. But if this is how you are viewed, so be it. The Samaritan isn't going to complain. The Syrophoenician woman, whom Jesus calls a dog, doesn't complain. She understands her status, and so do we. And yet we will not, as Paul says, revile. And we will not insult. And we will not do those things that war against the Spirit. But rather those things that are inclined by the Spirit. We will wear our outcast's symbol with pride, dignity, reverence, which are befitting the atonement. So you all can be outcasts, even in Arizona. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We stand for the creed and the prayers.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, to whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind, especially for your love in the world through the redemption of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer to you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the spirit of your grace, Lord, in your mercy. We beseech you with your favor to behold and help all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your grace, that they would always be inclined to do your will and walk according to your commandments, Lord, in your mercy. May it please you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy. We commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Brenda, Emily, Nancy, Sydney, Charles, and Christy. Comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant, the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people in the courts of the Lord's house.
Father, bless these, our tithes and offerings, for the furtherance of your kingdom in accordance with your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing.
Holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and to drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat,
This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me."
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Taking in the body of Jesus, given over to death for you. Taking the blood of Jesus, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Strengthen and preserve me in the true faith of my everlasting departed peace. You don't take the sacrament.
Oh,
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you.
Drink his blood.
Take and eat the body of Jesus, given for you.
Drink his blood. Shed for you for the remission of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Drink his blood. Shed for you for the remission of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. True blood of Christ.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free.
Amen.
Thank you.
come to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat the body of Jesus, given for you. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat the body of Jesus, given for you. Strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free. Stand for the Te Deum. Everlasting Son of the Father.
darkness of death, you open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe you will come.
Good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his countenance and give you peace.